This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Native community joined city officials and members of the Los Angeles City and County Native American Indian Commission Saturday for the removal of a Columbus statue. A ceremony and speakers marked the taking down of the bronze statue of Christopher Columbus from Grand Park in Los Angeles. City Council member Mitch O'Farrell says the statue represents genocide, and its removal is part of healing for the Native community.
But the big news here is it's no longer going to be displayed publicly. And this community, the Native American Indian Heritage Commission, the Arts Commission from the county, the city, we're all standing guard to make sure that it's decommissioned and is never displayed again anywhere.
The statue is being placed in storage. The removal comes on the heels of the first official Indigenous Peoples Day holiday held in Los Angeles in October. Los Angeles County has the largest urban Indian population in the United States. The Keystone XL pipeline project has been stalled by a federal court order. Judge Brian Morris found the Trump administration relied on outdated information in 2017 when it overturned the Obama administration's decision to deny the pipeline a permit. Morris noted that more than 1,000 acres still have to be surveyed for environmental and cultural impacts. An organizer with the Indigenous Environmental Network says the finding opens up renewed consultation with tribes. Victoria Wicks reports.
Dallas Goldtooth says the judge's order kicks off a process that's lengthy if it's done right.
That requires consultation and communication with tribes along the route. That initiates what is called a Section 106 process, that tribes have to be consulted about any of those surveys. And so we're really going to push hard to hold the State Department accountable in that process.
Goldtooth says the past consultations have been inadequate. The Obama administration sent out invitations to tribes to attend mass gatherings with State Department officials. Goldtooth says there needs to be government-to-government consultation.
You have to come to our space on our terms in order to really fulfill the obligation between the federal government and tribal nations.
In addition to ordering the survey, Judge Morris also found a need for updated studies on the frequency of oil spills and the difficulty of cleaning up diluted bitumen. He wrote that doing so would address concerns about water contamination. Morris noted that the project might no longer be economically viable given the fluctuations in oil prices and asked for updated projections. And he ordered the State Department to provide reasons for dismissing the climate science that John Kerry's State Department relied on when denying a permit. When contacted for a response, the U.S. Justice Department replied that it does not comment on pending litigation. TransCanada issued a statement that it remains committed to the project. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe is planning a walk in Washington, D.C. this week. The Massachusetts tribe is raising awareness of its fight for land and urging lawmakers to pass legislation for the tribe's reservation. In September, the Interior Department issued a decision that it cannot hold land into trust for the tribe, reversing a 2015 decision designating the land reservation. The bill in Congress reaffirms the status of the land. Tribal leaders and their supporters plan to march from the National Museum of the American Indian to the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday and rally for the bill's passage. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism's MA in Social Journalism, rethinking journalism as a community service. Application deadline is December 14th at journalism.cuny.edu. PBS wants to hear from you. Are you watching the four-part series Native America on your local PBS station? PBS wants to know how you continue your cultural knowledge and tradition. PBS is collecting stories like yours at pbs.org/native voices.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.